always thirsty. And I'm not saying this because maybe you have diabetes, because that's a symptom of diabetes, that you can't quench your thirst, you're always thirsty. No, that's not what I'm talking about. You know, humans are 60% made up of water. So we need to quench our thirst, or we are always staying thirsty. Our bodies need to function properly. We need this water. We get dehydrated if we don't have enough. If we don't have enough and we get so dehydrated, we become faint. We can't think straight. We get constipated because our insides don't work properly, because there's not enough water to flush out the body of all the toxins. But are you thirsty in your spirit? Are we quenching our spiritual thirst? Because we all have it. Even if you don't fully recognize it, there is that being within me that's not my body, that's my soul, my spirit, with my emotions in there. And then my thoughts interact with my heart. And I become thirsty of life? Do I become thirsty of success? Maybe. But is it thirsty of this fulfillment? Do I quench my spiritual thirst? Because we all have it. Do I sit and think and meditate and pray? Do I believe there's another greater being out there? Because I don't have all the answers, do you? I know you can't say yes. There's something else other than what I just see. Jesus shared this with us, that he was the wellspring of life, that he sent the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit bubbles up within us. This water that he has, this living water, quenches our thirst. This living water never runs dry. This living water satisfies us. Do we keep going to the same places to fill our thirst and are never satisfied? I know I do. Same old doesn't quench my thirst. The well that Jesus offers never runs dry. It's actually outside of ourselves, but within ourselves all at the same time, because God is everywhere. God is outside of us, but God, if we invite him in, is within us too. Only his well contains the never-ending supply of life-giving water. When we drink from it, our thirst is fully quenched. We get served a bottomless beverage. Just imagine it. It's like a fresh glass of water that never runs dry. It's forever being filled. This water that gives us life, and life everlasting. When Jesus spoke about this life, this gushing spring, this bottomless water that wells up to us and gives us eternal life, where do we find this? How do we access this? We access this through prayer, through conversation with him, through sitting down and asking him to send us the living water. If I don't go to the fridge and fill up my glass of thirst-quenching cold water, because I love cold water, how am I going to get the water that will quench my thirst? I could sit down on a chair and say, Bruce, could you get me a glass, please? But if he doesn't do it, who's going to quench my thirst? my bodily thirst. So if I don't seek, find, ask for this soul-quenching thirst, or no, I don't get thirst anymore, this life, this spring of water that quenches my thirst deep within me, how am I going to find it? So I'm encouraging you to go seek, go read, go inquire, go ask, go sit, go say, God, if you are real, if you are real, come to me. Quench my inner thirst. Make me satisfied. Make me happy, truly happy. Make me complete. Make me have eternal life with you if you are real. And he will come. Because it says, seek and you will find me. Knock and the door will be opened. Ask and you shall receive. The Holy Spirit will be sent by Jesus and he will provide us with this wellspring of water. You know, sometimes what gets in the way is our pride, our stubbornness, our selfishness, our I can do it all on my own. Can you? Can you really? Could be anger, disappointment. Could be pain, hurt. My life hasn't gone well, so who is this God anyway? How's he ever going to look after me? He hasn't. Why don't you ask him? Ask him why he hasn't looked after you, or why you think he hasn't looked after you. But don't obstruct him. This natural gushing of the spring within gives you ever knowledge, ever contentment, ever peace. Gives you kindness. Gives you self-control. Gives you understanding. Gives you this something that no one else in the whole wide world can give you. Let go of all the things holding you down and ask, knock, seek, and you will find him. And I tell you now, you will have a wellspring of life and you will never be thirsty again. Loving Father, we come to you and we ask you to come and fill us with your life-breathing spirit. Quench the thirst that is in each of us. Lord, we've grown dry often. We're dehydrated. We haven't got enough of you. Fill us, Lord, with the wellspring of life. Fill us with yourself. And Lord, may we be a wellspring of life to others so that we can share the life that you have given us to others as well. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.